Speaking of a man who looks great in jean shorts, it is Dan O'Toole, of course. SportsCenter with Jay and Dan starts in September, presented by Tim Hortons, airing weeknights at midnight. Dan, what the hell have you been doing with yourself the last couple months?
Well, here, this might be an indication. Oh.
Is that a beer? Did you just open a drink?
Yerba mate? What's happening?
I just got home, so yeah, I cracked a beer.
How good is it? That
oh, my God, it's ice cold.
Just get out of here right now, you know? Jerk.
That's day one on Jay and Dan.
Yeah, it's day one. What have you been doing with yourself? Because, like, for now, this is the best setup. It's like, we know we're going to work in September, so we can just day drink as much as we want until September.
And can I remind you, we have not worked since our show got taken off the air in the States about 4 months ago.
What have you been doing with yourself?
Ooh,
cash and checks and breaking necks, I suspect.
It's a lot, though, to move to one country and then 4 years later move back to the country you're from. There's a lot of paperwork. I don't advise it. If you're going to do it, just sell everything and just start over. Because it's not worth it.
Did you try to bring your car down there? Was that right?
I did bring a car originally. Do not bring a car from Canada to the U.S. because it's about 300 pages of paperwork, and you can get cars for cheap down there.
So, no, because I remember you guys talked about it on the podcast and all the hoops you had to jump through. What coming back, I would have thought coming back would be super easy. That's not the case.
Well, it's just transporting goods from the United States to Canada. I've got to go meet my goods. Hopefully they don't come across in Windsor, because that's a six-hour drive for me.
Yeah.
But I've got to go meet my goods, sign for them, and then drive with the truck back here. So it's a very convoluted process. I thought it's like any moving company. They pick up your goods, bring them to your door. Not the case.
So basically, the big lament is you're not very good with paperwork. That's what I've learned so far.
I despise paperwork.
Okay, that's different.
And it's been endless. And I don't get my goods until they fill up the truck in L.A. So it's a Toronto-based driver. He's not leaving L.A. until his truck fills up.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So sell it all is basically, if you're crossing a border, sell it all?
Just sell it all.
Yes. You think waiting for the cable guy from 9 a.m. till noon is bad? I've got a window. My goods may arrive between July 15th and August 15th.
Dan, I have to push back a little bit. As someone who works for Bell, our cable guy, as a Bell subscriber, is always there on time. That provides great service, unlike at Rogers, which seems like everything is very shady. Dan, what did you miss most about Canada when you were away? And also, what are you going to miss most about not being in Los Angeles?
I'm gonna name drop here. So the other night I stayed at the Grand Hotel because I didn't have my, this is last Tuesday, didn't have the keys to my house, so I had to spend the night, and so I had to be close to my lawyer's office. Only one sitting at the bar at the Grand Hotel, mm-hmm. having a meal by myself, and I see a member of the Tragically Hip walk by. I slowly turn around. The entire band is eating outdoors behind me. So, again, I had to work up the courage. So I may have had 2-3 glasses of red wine before I wandered out there, introduced myself, and then got to hang with the band for the entire night.
Hold on, though. You hung it with a band. Like, that's the best thing you like about L.A.?
Hang on.
But Tragically Hip, you can see him every day in Canada.
I told the Tragically Hip, and again, it was like a fanboy moment. I was almost cried telling them. I said, guys, you know the one thing I miss most about Canada? Hearing Tragically Hip songs on the radio.
Yeah.
It is so Canadian that when it's taken from you, you don't realize how great it is. So returning to Tim Hortons, two of my favorite things. And, of course, returning to TSN.
Yeah.
That's right up there, too.
What's going to be, because your quick trip from L.A. was to Vegas. You guys talked about it a million times on the podcast. Dan spent the weekend in Vegas. What's going to be your quick trip from Toronto?
Yeah, I'm going to call the last 2 years of my life, the lost years. So it's kind of good that I'm away from Vegas because my accountant is happy I'm away from Vegas.
You don't have a system?
That might be the problem.
Oh, Matt, I have a system for craps. Don't worry.
Okay.
Does it work? Hell no. but I've got a system.
Hard eights. That's all it is. Hard eights.
Are you? I could, I guess, go to Rama, but the last time I was there, you know, like a great father, I brought my kids to the casino. We stayed at the hotel, but the pool was closed down because someone had puked in it.
Oh, no. Father of the Year, Dan O'Toole, joining us here on Overdrive. Dan, are you excited for your first Rough Riders Blue Bombers highlight pack?
Can't wait. We are the biggest advocates for the CFL while down in the States. We just told everyone that would listen, it's a pass-happy league. You should watch it. And then they couldn't wrap their heads. Well, why don't you play with American rules? Because we're Canadian. It's the Canadian Football League. We love it.
You can't defend, though, a missed field goal could have won that Calgary-Ottawa game earlier the season. Like, a missed field goal single, the Rouge, come on.
May we?
Come on.
Yeah, the Rouge, the greatest point in all of sports.
Yeah. Oh, it's good. Yeah, it'll be good. It'll be good to have you back. You won't get to talk about college football. You know, there'll be no Texas Tech games for you to do.
No, because people always ask the difference between sports in Canada and sports in the States. We would lead with five college football games that one of them might be shown in the last 5 minutes of SportsCenter in Canada.
Yeah. And, of course, sprinkle in some Tim Tebow. Dan, my one serious question in this interview, was Fox not patient enough? You know, from day one, they're like, we're going to compete with ESPN, which, you know, obviously should be the goal. But Fox Sports Live started in 2013, while SportsCenter on ESPN started in 1979. And it just felt to me, maybe it's because of the sports culture of, you got to win right now. It felt to me like Fox just wasn't patient enough.
The biggest problem was finding the channel.
Yeah.
And if you're on that channel, that's a tough sell. Let's flash back to the first ever Fox Sports Live. And when a program starts with this, I still have flashbacks. I have nightmares. Carissa Thompson, who is the host of the show.
Yeah.
This is the show that had Gary Payton, Andy Roddick, Donna McNabb, Gabe Kapler, Ephraim Salam, and Jay and Dan. Carissa Thompson, that first show, she said, welcome to the first ever Fox Sports Live. Now, here's how the show works. You shouldn't have to explain how a show works.
Yeah. Just let it wash over you. Don't. Oh. Yeah.
At one point, this is in the first like 6 months of the show. One show, we were on 3 hours live. For the entire show, Jay and I appeared for less than 2 minutes of a three-hour live show.
What?
Because they'd go to Gary Payton and Andy Roddick and they'd chat for 15 minutes. I'm like, who's watching this?
Well, Andy Roddick's breaking down the old double play, best double play combo in Major League Baseball. I mean, come on.
By the way, two of the greatest guys you ever meet, Gary Payton and Andy Roddick.
Oh.
Unreal humans.
What Roddick was on your podcast and he told some just whopping stories. He was great.
Yeah, he is a nice human. I once said on SportsCenter, I said, Andy Roddick probably in his spare time kicks puppies. And I said, just so you know, because someone will say, oh, yeah, these guys said mean things. He said, oh, I would have said the same. I was a complete dick when I played.
Can you, Dan, just, I know.
Can you say dick on the radio?
No, you can't. You've said it twice.
Sorry.
Yeah. You can only say it an even number of times. That's the thing. if you, I know you and I have never met, but if you can do me one favor, if you can, within SC with Jay and Dan, if you can incorporate Joel Klatt into the show in some fashion, like when he was telling stories about Mark Pryor on your podcast and everything, every story he told was amazing.
Joel Klatt, one of the best storytellers I ever met in my life. He was a college football quarterback, and now he's the lead analyst on Fox for college football games, along with Gus, and a tremendous human. I once asked him, because he set records in college at his school, Colorado. I said, Joel, were you ever up for the Heisman? He looked at me and said, Dan, I was carted off the field in my last game because of a concussion. I don't remember the last week of the season. I was never up for a Heisman.
Pro puppy kicker Dan O'Toole joining us, of course, coming in September. It is SC with Jay and Dan, presented by Tim Hortons, airing weeknights. Dan, as I let you go, this very tough gotcha journalistic question. What you doing for the rest of the day?
I got a guy coming to look at the driveway, give me a quote.
Mm-hmm. That's exciting.
And then I'm probably going to sit on the porch.
Are you living,
have another beverage?
Are you living closer the way you lived before? Like, are you living in the same area? Is it the same home? And they just kept it waiting for you. Where are you living?
I'm living in a house that was built in 1875.
Ooh.
Yes, and it's got one of those old basements that got the exposed stone, and it smells like old people. Mm-hmm. My daughters and I, they're terrified to go down there. They were looking around, and my oldest, Sydney, she grabbed something off a shelf, and she said, "Daddy, look what I found. It's a postcard from a church in the 1800s in black and white." Hmm. So I'm pretty sure that this house is haunted.
Someone has been murdered in your basement.
And
shame on your real estate agent. They're supposed to tell you when that stuff has happened. Dan, it's going to be great having you guys back. When I watched the promo, I was happy. I'm like, good, they're back in my life again, because it was hard to find the channel and it was hard to stream to watch you guys beyond the fun stuff we would see on YouTube. Can't wait to see you guys on a regular basis.
Thanks for everything, guys. DT, can't wait to meet you. And Matt, that list of wines that you sent me, yep. I went to the LCBO. They didn't have a single one. Thanks for that.
What LCBO did you go to?
The one in my hometown. They've got Molson Canadian and Wayne Gretzky wine.
Wayne Gretzky wine is horrible. like between Wayne Gretzky and Mike Weir, they should both get out of the wine industry. Thank you so much there, Dan.
Thanks, guys. Have a great afternoon.
Take care.
Cheers.